St. Paul saw the light. Did Mark Carney just see the poles? He's quoting Pierre Poilievre, preaching about building Canada, but keeping Trudeau's policies in place. Conversion or con job? I'll believe it when I see it. Canada is a country that used to build big things, but in recent decades it's become too difficult to build in this country, said Prime Minister Mark Carney. Well, he's not wrong, but he's a little late to the revelation. Listening to Mark Carney speak on Friday felt less like a national address and more like a Road to Damascus moment, the kind where a man gets knocked off his high horse by a blinding light, just like St. Paul of Tarsus, who was famously thrown from his horse and saw the truth. Carney now claims to have seen the light. The only difference? Paul saw a vision of divine truth. Carney saw a stack of polling data. After years riding comfortably through the halls of power under Trudeau, he's suddenly preaching the gospel of building big things, quoting lines that sound suspiciously like they were written by Pierre Poilievre in the Book of Common Sense. Policies to tear down interprovincial trade barriers? Pierre Poilievre was there first, standing up for tradespeople and the right to work freely across this country. That's been Poilievre's bread and butter. Cutting red tape to unleash industry and restore prosperity? Again, that's been the conservative rallying cry for years. Carney is parroting the message, but keeping all of Trudeau's anti-growth policies in place. The West Coast tanker ban stays. The punishing carbon tax stays. Bill C-69, the No More Pipelines bill, stays. You can't claim to be born again as a builder while keeping the wrecking ball in motion. This isn't conviction, it's conversion of the political variety. And while I'll never fault a man for changing course when he's wrong, Canadians know the difference between someone who found the light and someone who's chasing the spotlight. The truth is, Pierre Poilievre won the argument, and now even the Liberals are quoting him. That tells you something. Canada doesn't need recycled speeches and soft sermons. We need bold leadership. We need someone who knows this country can build again, not because it's popular to say so, but because it's right. Let's get back to who we are, a nation of builders, dreamers, and doers, not a land of stalled permits and empty podiums. It's time to roll up our sleeves, believe in Canadians again, and get to work. Let's hope Carney's conversion is as real as St. Paul of Tarsus, and that his words are backed by action. I'll believe it when I see it.